On today's Tech Help for Churches, the professional microphone that your church should not use. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, the internet for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. So, there are a lot of things that when you hear them, if you've been in podcasting the duration of time that I have, things kind of just pop right out at you as things that you think, oh no, warning, 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 danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger, danger. It's the kind of thing that when someone says it and they mean it, they're trying to be helpful. But you just know from experience, this is not a good piece of advice. So I was thinking about some of those things, and the one that popped into my head immediately was a specific microphone that we see a lot of people recommending. And at one time, it was a very good recommendation, but we've had a lot of advancement in the podcasting space that make it perhaps not the best choice. So let's talk about the types of microphones that there are. There are ribbon microphones, kind of expensive, sort of rare, probably you're not going to run into them. There are dynamic microphones and there are condenser microphones. For most church podcasts, other than ones recorded at the podium where your pastor is actually speaking. If you're doing that, that's fine. I'm not talking about that necessarily. You may want to use one of these for that situation. But what I'm talking about is if you have a weekend thoughts with the pastor, or if you have a here are some kids' activities in our community, or something other than the sermon message kind of podcast, something where it's maybe one-on-one, or maybe just the pastor, something kind of like what I'm doing here, okay? If you've got something like that, then you probably do not want to use a condenser microphone. Now, right now, a bunch of my audio friends are saying, well, Paul, why would you say such a thing? Condenser microphones are great. They are. There's just a problem. You see, if you're in a less than quiet setting, which most pastors' offices are like this, you might not know that they're not quiet until you start to record with a condenser microphone. You see, condenser microphones are very, very sensitive. And as a result, the refrigerator down the hall, you'll hear that. You'll hear it when the air conditioner kicks on. You'll hear it when someone is walking by what you would think quietly. You would be able to hear it because condenser microphones are so very sensitive. Here is a perfect example of a condenser microphone that podcasters used to jump on like crazy, and then they learned from experience, not really such a good idea. The Blue Snowball. The Blue Snowball is a condenser microphone that's USB powered, so a lot of podcasters thought, oh, this is perfect. I just plug the USB into my computer, pop open Audacity or something like that, and then record, and that's great. Until you hear the dog drinking out of her bowl, or you hear the kid open the door way down the hall to go to the bathroom, shut the bathroom door, flush, and then open their door and shut that door again. So you hear all these little details that your ear wouldn't pick up in real life because our brains are tuned to ignore the unimportant things. But on a recording, they get magnified. They become of equal weight. So you do not want a condenser microphone most of the time when you're recording a podcast. Again, I say with the exception possibly of the sermon podcast, maybe you're using a gooseneck microphone on the pastor's lectern or what have you. But generally speaking, in a small environment like an office, like where I'm recording right now, a condenser microphone is going to pick up stuff that a dynamic microphone isn't. Now, in a professional sound studio, where it's treated for sound, where it's quiet, where there are not going to be any standing waves or anything like that, then a condenser microphone is actually a preferred choice because it's more sensitive. So why don't you want it when it's in a space that hasn't been treated for sound? Well, the advantage in a quiet space is that it picks up nuances that can be tweaked and massaged to make better sound. The disadvantage in a not quiet space is, as I say, it picks up nuances that you don't want. So depending on where you're recording, you might have a $400 microphone that sounds awesome on the radio. You bring it into the pastor's office and that thing picks up everything, and it's crazy how much it picks up. You see, that's the problem. So generally speaking, for podcasting, you're going to want a dynamic microphone as opposed to a condenser microphone. Generally speaking, for broadcast, you want a condenser microphone as opposed to a dynamic microphone. So that is just one of the things that I see people make this mistake over and over again. They recommend a condenser microphone, which in other applications is fine, but unfortunately in these kinds of applications where there's a lot of background noise that God has made our ears to filter out, but we haven't done in every recording device, then you run into this problem. And it's a problem that's easy to avoid if you make the right choice for the right equipment when you're creating your podcast. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that that answers one of the questions that you might have had about creating a podcast. If you like this content, you'd like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com. Sign up there for that. Look at all the other shows that I have available. Subscribe to some of them. Leave some feedback. All that is great, and I welcome it. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.